I think we both know why you're here. You're questioning yourself. You're wondering what's actually going on with your sexuality. Well, don't worry about it. We are going to figure it out together. Are you gay? Are you bisexual? Or maybe you're just straight. Probably not that one though, right? Okay, I'm gonna ask you a series of questions, and depending on how you answer them, we're gonna scale you. Gay, bi, straight. If you're gay, well, I have something I want you to try. If you're bi, same thing. If you're straight, then I guess you can just go about your life. But between you and me, I don't think somebody who's completely straight would be here in the first place. So, there's that. Now let's get into some questions, shall we? Firstly, what kind of porn do you watch? Do you find yourself gravitating towards lesbian porn, gay porn, straight porn? Now, depending on that answer, I want you to categorize yourself. If you find yourself mainly watching gay porn, do I have to spell it out for you? Okay. Now, leading into the next question, if you find yourself watching straight porn, do you think you spend more time honing in on the pussies or the penises? Ask yourself, when you're watching a woman and a man fuck, are you more interested in the cocks or the tits? Simple question. Again, with a simple answer, right? I think you know that if you find yourself gravitating towards the men in these scenes, even though there's a woman present, that has to be setting off some sort of alarm in your brain. Not a bad alarm, but some sort of alarm, right? Okay, next question. When you get horny, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about sucking cock? Getting fucked in your ass? Are you thinking about fucking a girl? Maybe a mix of both? Would you say it's half and half? Or would you say it's more 70-30? Again, these are all questions I just want you to ask yourself and then categorize accordingly. They're very clear questions with very clear answers, and you'll be able to clearly see where you fall in the spectrum. Gay, bisexual, straight, right? Next question. When you're out and about, walking on the street, in the grocery store, in a bar, in a club, who do you notice first? The hot muscle guy in the corner or the woman with the perfect tits? I mean, muscles are impressive, right? They always get my attention, but so do a great pair of tits. So where do you fall? Do you not even see the man in the corner? No, surely not. Surely he catches your eye, right? How long do you linger staring at him? Ask yourself, really think about the last time you saw a man in public that really made you want to bend over and get fucked like a slut. Yeah, so it's happened before, right? I think so. Next question. How often do you fantasize about sex with men? I mean, That's a clear-cut question. How often do you fantasize about sex with men? How often do you think about getting your cock sucked by a hot, muscular jock? A good bit? Okay. Well, let me ask you this. How does this scenario sound to you? How appealing does it sound to you on a scale of 1 to 10? You go out for a night of fun. You're a little tipsy in the club, having a good time. You go to the bathroom, right? In the bathroom, you see two men hooking up in the stall. What do? You listen outside the stall? Do you immediately run away because, ew, probably not that one, right? Or do you knock on the stall and ask to join? What would you do? With a little bit of liquid courage, you're trying to get lucky. Do you take your chance with these guys, or do you go back out and try to pick up a girl to get your release? Follow-up question. If these guys were to stop what they were doing, notice you, and invite you in, would you allow them to suck your dick, to take turns, one in your mouth, one in your ass? I mean, I'm talking, these guys are hot, and they want you so bad. Are you gonna deny them? Deny yourself? Or are you gonna play along? And then you can chalk it up to just a fun night out later. What would you do? Okay. Now I want you to sit with all of these answers that you've asked yourself and categorize yourself. Do you think after answering some of these, after thinking a little more deeply about it, gay, bisexual, straight? Keep in mind, sexuality is a total spectrum. And what you answer today might not be what you resonate with tomorrow. And that's okay. But I want you to try out something depending on where you're scaling yourself right now. If you scaled yourself as bisexual, I want you to strictly watch gay porn, man on man, for the next 2 weeks. See how that feels. See if you're getting off quicker. See if you're enjoying it more. Just anything like that, okay? Gay porn, 2 weeks straight. That's my treatment plan for all of you bi bitches out there. Now, if you're categorizing yourself as gay, and if this is new for you, assuming you haven't already done this, I want you, your treatment is a little bit more intense. I want you to either go on Grindr or to the club or a gay bar or a drag show, just anything like that where you're going to get picked up. And I want you to get your dick sucked by a man and vice versa, suck that same man's dick. Okay, now that's just assuming you haven't done it before. Even if you have done it before, go out and get your dick sucked. You know, that'll be great. It'll be great regardless. I just want you to really take some time to sit with your sexuality. Ask yourself, where can you put yourself? And it's okay. It's always changing. And you can always change your mind tomorrow. I just want you guys, each, bisexuals and gays, to go out, discover more deeply who you are, what you like. I hope these treatment plans work for you. I can't wait to hear all about it. Until next time, bye.